Chester had interviewed 77 candidates, but hadn't found anybody suitable. He needed more time. But Mr. Sumota was not the kind of person you bargain with. Chester felt suddenly dizzy. He needed to go to the restroom and go quickly. He needed to splash some cold water on his face. So he got up from his stool and hurried towards the door. But when he got to the men's room, it was locked. He leaned against the door and felt like he was going to faint any minute. He pounded on the door 3 times, very hard. "Is anybody there?" he shouted. "La Reine Rouge," replied a woman's voice, giggling. Chester was suddenly completely sober. He had heard this somewhere before. It reminded him of something, but he couldn't place it. At the 11th hour, Chester London was staring at the clock on the wall. It was 5 to midnight, and in 5 minutes everything would be over. He was going to lose his job. He was at the bar, working on his 7th drink, and after 2 weeks of hard and exhausting work, he had finally given up. Chester worked for a Japanese multinational company, Sumoyama, in Montreal. He was a young, ambitious junior manager, rising quickly up the corporate ladder. He worked very hard to please his superiors, and until now, he had been doing just fine. 2 weeks earlier, his boss, Mr. Sumota, entrusted him with a very important task. The company urgently needed a new spokesperson. Recently, they had been under media scrutiny, and Mr. Sumota believed that a new spokesperson was exactly what the company needed. "A new spokesperson must be a young, assertive, good-looking woman who has a degree in law or economics," said Mr. Sumota with a loud and authoritative voice. "Her English and French must be impeccable. You have exactly 2 weeks to find somebody. You must call me and give me the name before the midnight on the 23rd. Otherwise, start looking for another job. Have I made myself clear?" Hey, bud. All right. Finally had some time to get these started because I have not felt well for about maybe 3 weeks or so, and I still don't feel well. Not sick, but just unwell. That's a whole other story. But anyway, so let's see. I'm going to do these as I remember them and as our conversation elicits them, and I won't speak for too long, maybe just a couple minutes here and there. Anyway, so to start, the lie was in the very first episode, in the very first 10 minutes. At the beginning, they only went out once a week. But later on, they spent every weekend together and often saw each other several times during the week. One night, during a candlelight dinner, Radek asked Svetlana, "Will you marry me?" "Maybe," she answered, smiling at him mischievously. "But when I decide to say yes, it's going to be at some romantic place." She was just teasing him, but Radek took it very seriously. He thought about it, and he decided that Niagara Falls would be the perfect place. It took him a year to make all the preparations. He even enrolled himself in an English course. He would show Svetlana that he was a man of the world. He spoke German and Russian very well, but English was a weakness.